ina raranga tira mā, ina waka, ina mana, ina karangaranga tanga maha, ina hapu puta noa, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. Mindful of the time, so I'll just get straight into it. I do also want to acknowledge the knights and the ladies, and so I'm all very proud of you. I wanted to just quickly take an important snapshot, really, of the New Zealand economy now, and then reflect on how we got to where we are now. A generation ago, neoliberal economic theory stormed the globe, particularly out of Thatcherism, hit Reaganomics, and then a more pristine version hit New Zealand in terms of Rogernomics. So just to give you a snapshot, 87% of all businesses in this country that are registered for GST purposes employ five or less FTEs. 97% employ 50 or less. Now, in effect, 44% of all jobs are driven out of the small to medium enterprise sector. They are predominantly mum and dads and the whānau, if you think about that. So to give you an example, if I was to take Auckland District Health Board and Waitemata District Health Board and combine them as a business, and the cultural advisor, Tikanga, of course, for both of those is here. Yeah. And the acronym for Chief Advisor Tikanga, of course, is CAT, and we call her Top Cat. So, but if we were to put those two together, they make up the eighth largest business in the country. Now, if you were to add Counties Manukau to that, you would have between the third and the fourth largest business on FTEs and cash flow. Now, why I give that example is because we can talk all you like about social, economic, cultural, environmental. But basically, unless we understand where we fit and why we are stuck in Struggle Street up and down, we really have to understand what Rogernomics has served up and what the promise of Rogernomics has delivered. And we all get it, that those of you that were around in the 84 revolution of the Longy government, there was no other game in town. So this isn't about a blame game. This is about looking back a generation and then coming forward as to the type of economy we've got and where Māori might well play or participate in it. So the power of the state is just significant. If you were to take out the ratepayer dollars and add them to central government dollars, you'll find that 3% of businesses account for around 55% of FTEs. Now, with the greatest of respect to EY, one of the greatest sponsors of conferences of this ilk, I've got to say, just because they make millions of dollars out of the taxpayer purse, they're good dollars, okay? But our WINS recipients, they're bad dollars. You understand the difference? I don't. But you really have to start to, we must start to have that conversation. So the state sector in any English-speaking economy is an extraordinary force and as a stimulation tool in any economic engagement. And that's why we as Māori must take a greater share of the five large economic industries of the English-speaking world, and that's in health, welfare, education, justice, in housing. And we cannot merely see these industries through the eyes of a client, a patient, a prisoner, a failure, or a dole recipient. We must aggressively assert our rights to transfers of resources into our own hands. And that's really the nub of we're endeavouring to drive. You can call it whatever you like, whether it was tūtangata, whether it was kōkiri, whether it was mātua whāngai, whether it is whānau ora. This is integrated machinery, engineering and tooling in our world and in our way. But every time we have thought up something to address our issues, mainstream have thought up something to assimilate it. And that's one of the other problems that we've got. But we can, as long as we're now starting to get savvy enough to understand that, that's cool. Now, the work being conducted by the Independent Māori Statutory Board in regard to the amalgamation of the seven cities, 89% of all Māori in this city are non-mana whenua. And obviously the Tāmaki Collective is going through its settlement, so is Hauraki. But out of that 1.5 million Kiwis, 25% of the Māori population is in the city. Māori make up 2.4% of the employees of the city. And there's no surprises that they're situated in the lowest paid brackets of employees. Now, what exacerbates this position, is that the so-called private sector entrepreneurs have already made their money care of Rogernomics. And they made it out of privatising public assets. So we have one of the most perverse forms of capitalism practiced in the Western world. Our major industry leaders in the private sector are either duopolies or cartels. I'll give an example. Foodstuffs and Progressives, just in groceries. All right? The Australian banks that shovel billions of dollars offshore without any imputation or tax credits or any financial tariffs on the way out are a cartel. No doubt about that. If you look at the pricing structure of electricity, it's a cartel. So middle New Zealand and poorer New Zealand get gouged, price gouged, and that's just the fact. And the day that we don't start to wake up to that and own up to that, we have a problem. But here's the thing. We'll come to the opportunities very shortly. So in most economies, you would have antitrust laws or a very robust competitions commissioner that would break these duopolies and cartels up. Because where our people are situated, they are price takers. They're not price makers. This is going to be a problem for where we're heading, regardless of your integrated tools. Okay? So we're caught between a mainstream vested interest taking up the bulk share of central and local government dollars, and we're caught in a pincer movement between state-sponsored, supported monopolies or cartels. It's all in non-Māori hands. Now, the situation that we have is made a tad more adverse because a race of people were purposely corralled into a class of work both pre- and post-Second World War. So don't worry about 1984. We had already been corralled as the unskilled and at best skilled labour through trade training programs, God bless them, as part of the salvage. So 44,000 male Māori were thrown out of work between 1984 and 1992. When you have a race of people locked into a class of work, the ability to make the transition to the new economy that Rogernomics offered, it was a struggle to begin with. We suffer that now in terms of some of our issues. So as long as we understand what the problems are, there are opportunities. Okay? And our time is coming, and I've no doubt about that, so I'm reasonably optimistic. But we have to make some sense of why we are in struggle street, and we can no longer allow others to predetermine a view that if you're a Māori male, half of you will fail NCA 2 and not be able, therefore, to participate even in a trade training program. And we cannot allow our children to start to think that way because it's not true. So we can have a great debate on the social, economic, cultural and environmental matters, but it matters jot if half the prison population in the country tonight is Māori. And so our whole world often drags us back into a debate around our lowest common denominators. And I'm really pleased that the organisers of today's conference have got us to break out of that paradigm and have a look about where we can position ourselves, where the opportunities are, but we must be very clear where our threats are. And our threats are by mainstream, who have an economic model that purposely funds itself and feasts off the failure of our people. And the day that we don't continue to challenge that, to identify it, to evidence it day in and day out, that it behoves us and you, because you're not in prison tonight, and you're not on the way to it, thank God, or worse, it behoves us to take that challenge out. So there's a significant vested interest that just ensures the status quo remains, and we have to really challenge that. So we've got to build organisations that can outlast different government administrations. Now, our marae do. And so we already have examples of sustainability. We've outlasted Holyoake and Muldoon and Longy and Bulger and Clark, and we will outlast Key. Now, that's a very good statement to make. Okay? Because whilst politics is extraordinarily important, and those that control the levers of power in politics, we must be aware of it, we must play the game, septic tank or not. Been there, done that, out of it, Nader's in it. So we get that. And so I've just got to say to you that I think that a tipping point is going to be reached in this country where we seize the moment and co-governance arrangements will start to take place, greater devolution into our communities, to us, by us, for us, rather than other people just doing it to us. So I just quickly wanted to whack through the old whānau. Oh, look, it's not in the 90s we had to have a scrap over resourcing, and it was us urbans fighting the tribal fundamentalists. Like Robin Huppy over here. So, not Uncle Tamsy, though. He's always been loving of his nephews in the city. So anyway, it's not about either or. It's not about an either or anymore. It's going to be about us and us. Okay? Because I've given you some numbers. Your mokopunas live in the cities. Their day-to-day livelihoods will be shaped not necessarily by visits home only or to tangihanga. So we work in the not-for-profit sector, but we definitely do not make a loss for sector, make-for-loss sector, so to speak. And so everything that we do has always got to be about whānau, and that's why we're great believers in that. And so I don't want to go with that blah, blah, blah. As you can see, that's my father-in-law speaking up there. but we did pay him money. Yeah. When I work that out, Robin, I'll tell you. But I understand he's closing off tomorrow, so he might. So, that's, we've all got our missions and rahdi, rahdi, rah, and it's all on the websites. So that's that. So I just wanted to finish off, with the Jay Geeks. Because basically, it doesn't matter. What matters is that if whatever our kids take, they should fuse our culture into it, rather than trying to parody Afro-Americans out of LA or wherever. And so I just wanted to leave you on the positive note that our youth populations, contrary to popular belief, are doing quite well. That there are 8,000 Māori that will be in prison tonight, but there's 600,000 that won't be. That we are on the road to the right direction, and that we'll only do it by continuing on an evidence-based way to demonstrate how we are captured in other people's economic systemics for the wrong reasons.
Kia ora, I'm Jermaine. Kia ora, Marino. And we're the Jay Geeks. Waipareta are represented in what they do for our culture and our people, and so do Jay Geeks, and that's what we do for our people.
We share the same visions, we share the same values, which is all about Māori, and in the world that we live in today, the environment that we live in today, we're on different sort of things. Like, we work on the entertainment side of things. Waipareta looks more at sort of infrastructure of sort of whānau and things like that. So it's all about, we both have shared same values and linking them in together so that we can, you know, express that and share that with more people, and and bring our brand with them, and they can bring their brand with us, and we can, like, move it together.
Jay Geeks innovate culture, lifestyle, dance, film and television.
We're Māoris, we all come from different backgrounds, from kapahaka styles, from sporting, growing up in a modern day world.
We're drawing on the kaumātua, you're drawing on Māori history, and we're bringing it forward.
Here's Jay Geeks, and here's the Waipareta Trust. And then one starts to merge and evolve, and it listens to the current style of technology and entertainment, and you've got Waipareta Trust over here, and it, like, looks after whānau, but it's also very aware of the old traditions and old school Māori styles, but it's also aware of the new styles and the new way we do things, and we put it together, and it's a high five!
is about Māori. It's about taking old school traditions and bringing them in a modern day. You know, because like some of the things they may not work in today's world. So we've got to, you know, evolve with it and move with the culture, move with the times. And so that's where I think the link works perfectly, is, and where our values are shared and we're similar, is because we're doing that in our different streams. So if we can do that with lots of other avenue streams, you know, from business to entertainment to whānau to tauriki to, you know, all of these streams, the more we can pull in together, the better the machine moves.
We're often like a vessel of like showing people like Māori culture, you know, in a brand new crazy way. And we're not taking the antiquated, you know, form anymore.
You know, we take in those old ways of the kaumātua and our old Māori traditions, and we try and fuse them with the modern stuff and look to the future as well. So we're just sitting in the middle of it.
And innovating on what I feel is my culture, is music, entertainment, dance. We want to represent Māori on an international scale. We want to take all of that history, bring it all forward, put it in a mainstream context.
Okay, so now let's do some dance moves. All right, so this one we're going to go. Ding, 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 right? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Okay, cool. So we'll put it all together and we'll put some music to it. Just the back of the ground side. Speed around. Here we go.
Of us is sharing our beautiful culture with the people, and we do it our style.
Māori style!